Reading from the Jiva Dharma, Chapter 26, Introduction to Us. Om Yanatamarandasya Dananjana Shalakaya Tatsur Nuratam Yena Tasmai Si Gurudev Maha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam yena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam tadati sapadhantitam vansha kaupapatarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. So I'll begin reading. Vrajanath, the qualities that you've described are mutually contradictory, so how can they possibly exist at the same time in one Krishna? So this is called Rasa Tattva, the science of Rasa. And what Rasa is when love for Krishna reaches its height, and because God is a connoisseur of love or devotion, the ultimate love that pleases him is called rasa. And rasa has different ingredients, because rasa or love manifests in relationships. So in the perfected world, there is lila, or activities that bring love to its height. Rasa by Saha, Krishna in the Tatatiya Upanishads, Krishna says, Rasa by Saha, I am that rasa. The ultimate reality is swimming in this intense love. And in that lila, the preparation of rasa, and there's different flavors, there's shanta rasa, neutrality, there's dasya rasa, there's servitude, there's sakya rasa, there's friendship, there's vatsalya rasa, there's parental love, there's madhurya rasa, or Shringara Rasa, that's conjugal love. So these are, and there's varieties of those, but this is the basic love. And they're each composed of five ingredients that vary according to the relationship. We'll get into that. But so these were mentioned, there's Saibhav. There must be a permanent relationship. You are my lover, you are my friend, you are my child. There must be vibhav. There must be a basic bhava or emotion. And the basic emotion is there must be God as the object of a particular relationship. So for a friend, it's Krishna's Poganda 5 to 10. For the conjugal, it's Krishna as the Novayogana, from 11 to 15. Taishur. For a parental ras, it's oh, what is that called? How can I forget that? Poganda. Then I forgot, I somehow stopped it. It's as a child between 1 and 5. So it must be Krishna as the object of love, and then there must be the appropriate person who has that love. the friend or the parent or the servant. And then that the Krishna as the object of love is called the Shaya, the object of love, and then there must be the devotee, the subject of love, which is called Ashraya. And then there must be something that incites that love. The beauty of Krishna's face, his flute, different things. That's called Udipa. So that's Vibhav. There's a permanent emotion. And then the second one is Vibhav. There must be a basic cause, which Krishna as the object of love in a particular relationship, the devotee as the subject of love in a particular relationship, and something that incites it. Then there must be Anubhav. There must be actions in love. If there's a superior, if it's Dasyaras, you pay your obeisances. That would be your Anubhav. And it wouldn't be just a physical act. It would be an emotional experience that adds to the ingredient of Vatsa. And for the conjugal love, there will be embraces between Krishna and the gopis, or sidelong glances, etc. And for parent would never pay obeisances, but their love would manifest in blessings, for the mother feeds the child the breast milk. So this way, there are anubhav, actions in love, and then there's sattvikabhav, and sattvikabhav means powerful, overwhelming experiences. Anubhav, actions of love, it goes through the volition or will. Let me offer my breast milk. Let me give blessings. Let me pay obeisances. But sattvikabhavs are actions that are so powerful, they don't go through the intellectual process. You become stunned. There's Adam. You cry. Your hairs stand on end. You tremble. Different things like this. And then there must be Vyabhachari Bhav. And Vyabhachari Bhav or Sanchari Bhav. There must be an auxiliary emotion that come from the main feeling. Like an ocean would be the main feeling, the mother. And then so many emotions will churn. Sometimes jubilant, sometimes fearful, sometimes depressed, sometimes in anxiety, sometimes this, sometimes. There's 33, and in the Leela or the pastimes of Krishna, when these all churn together, they bring love to its height, and that's called rasa, dasya rasa, or vatsalya rasa. And perfect literature called rasa shastra is written perfectly to represent this. And therefore, one who reads this, that feeling, like in drama, will be communicated to them. So all this is explaining here. And now he's saying there's contradictory qualities, because discussing Vibhav, Krishna as the object of love, he has different types of heroic personalities called Nayaka. And the different heroes are Dhiradatta, which means the humble hero, grave, courtesy, forgiveness, compassion. And then there's Dhiralalita, which is the romantic hero. And then there's Dhirashanta, which is the statesman type hero. Someone is forbearing, judicious. And then there's Dhiradatta, which is the egotistical hero, which is like Muhammad Ali. Somehow these are contradictory, but they all exist in Krishna. So now he's going to explain that, how Krishna can be contradictory heroes. So his guru is going to answer this. Goswami is by nature fully independent, autocratic. Krishna is by nature fully independent, autocratic, and supreme. And he has boundless opulence. It is by the action of Krishna's achintya shakti inconceivable potency that these contradictory qualities exist in him at the same time. For example, Krishna is Sarvajna Mukta. He's all-knowing and he's forgetful at the same time, because sometimes to experience rasa, you need surprise. If there's no drama, if you're always just all-knowing, then you've limited your exchange. For example, we read in the Korma Purana, Atulas Chanas Chaiva, Stula Nushchaiva. There's a long verse, and it says, all contradictory qualities are splendidly and very beautiful manifest in Bhagavan at the same time. Although he is intangible and minute in every way, he is tangible and pervading in every way. He is devoid of mundane color, but he has a transcendental shama you, and the corner of his eyes are reddish. This is how he has been described in Shastra. Bhagavan is said to possess contradictory virtues on account of his mystic opulence. Nevertheless, no fault can be attributed to Parameshwar. Although the aggregate of his qualities seem to be contradictory, these qualities are certainly virtues in all respects. And then it quotes from the Mahavaraha Purana, where it says, all the bodies of that Paramatma are nitya and free from the two types of activities known as giving up and accepting. His bodies are not born from material nature, but are composed of consciousness and the embodiment of Paramananda. Each and every limb of his body is filled with all transcendental qualities and is free from all defects. The Vaishnava Tantra states, and there's another verse, Bhagavan is endowed with all kinds of superhuman power, perfect knowledge and joy, and his body is free from the 18 types of general faults. The 18 types of general faults are illusion, lethargy, bewilderment, dullness, intense lust, fickleness, pride, envy, violence, remorse, desire for excessive peace and comfort, untruthfulness, anger, hankering, fear, hallucination, contradiction, and the tendency to depend on others. All these transcendental qualities are present in all the forms of the avatars, and they are expressed to the utmost extent in Sri Krishna, who is avatari, is avatara and avatari. Avatari is the source of all avatars. So Krishna is the source of all avatars. In addition to these, Krishna possesses a further 8 qualities which indicate his manliness. So this is again describing what? Vibhav Vishaya. The basic cause of ecstasy is just Krishna as the object of love. The devotee is the subject of love, and the udipit, or what incites that love. So now they're discussing Vishaya. We're going to see what is the object of love, Krishna. So now there's another 8 qualities. Shobha, beauty, vilas, he has fascinating transcendental pastime. Madhurya, his sweetness. Mangalya, auspiciousness. Dirita, stability. Teja, brilliant. Lalita, playfulness, and Odharya, munificence. His beauty is particularly noticeable in kindness towards the lowly. His beauty is, let's listen to this carefully. His beauty is particularly noticeable in kindness towards the lowly. Compassion is often related somehow with beauty. And I see that. It's like sometimes Krishna's smile is called smita. Smita is the smile where the teeth don't show that reflect the beauty of the compassionate heart. When you see someone who's compassionate and kind, their face has a kind of beauty. So his beauty is noticeable in that kindness to the lowly. And his rivalry towards his peers. valor, his rivalry towards his peers, valor, enthusiasm, dexterity, and the revelation of truth. Elias is characterized in him by his profound manner, calm glance, and humorous words. His mysterious sweetness is noticeable for pleasing loveliness is manifest in all his activities. His auspiciousness is the abode of faith of the entire world. His stability means that he is not deviating in any activity. His brilliance means attracting the attention of everyone towards himself. He exhibits an abundance of amorous sentiments and endeavors, and that is thus is called the Lalita, playful. His mood of completely offering himself is called Odarya. Krishna is the crest jewel of all heroes. And in his human-like pastime, sages such as Garga have been described as assistants in the matter of Dharma. Kshatriyas such as Yudhan in matters of war, and the ministers such as Uddhava in matters of counseling. So now let's see what Rajanath, the student, asks. I have fully understood how Krishna is the heroic personification of mellows. Now please tell us about Krishna's bhaktas who are fit to experience rasa and who are included in the category of vibhav. So again, there are five bhavs. We're discussing the vibhav, and we just discussed the vishaya, Krishna as the object of love, who is the Dira Prasad, Dira Lalita, Dira Datta, Dira Datta, the different types of heroes, and it describes the general qualities that Krishna has. But the other part of the Alamban, the basis of Vibhav, the basic cause of ecstasy, Alamban, Vishaya is the object, and Ashraya is the devotee. Now he's going to describe the devotees, which are an important component, because you can't have love without a devotee in a particular relationship with Krishna. They said, I fully understood how Krishna is the heroic personification. Okay, Goswami. Only those whose hearts are overwhelmed by loving sentiments for Krishna can be bhaktis and rasa tattva. All of the 29 qualities, from truthfulness to bashfulness, being embarrassed by true statements, which have been described in relation to Krishna, also found in his bhaktas. So there are 64 qualities of Krishna, and it said especially many of them are ascribed also to the devotee. Of course, Krishna is kind, the devotee is kind, like that. Krishna is poetic, the devotee is poetic. Of course, Krishna has other activities, other qualities that are not found in the devotee. But he's saying, so they're beautiful qualities in a devotee. And that's part of building up rasa, the qualities of the devotee. Rajanath, how many types of Krishna bhaktas are fit to experience rasa? Goswami, there are two types, the sadhaka and the siddha. So how many types of devotees can experience this rasa? One is the siddha, who's perfect, and one is the sadhaka, who's practicing. So Vrajanath asks, well, who is a sadhaka? Goswami, sadhakas are those in whom ruchi for the topics of Krishna has arisen, and who have acquired the qualification to have direct darshan of Krishna, but have not yet completely surpassed all obstacles and difficulties. Madhyam bhaktas, adorned with the symptoms described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishvara Tad Adit Adinesha, or in the category of sadhaka. So there is a sadhaka. He may not have acquired the qualification of direct darshan, but this ruchi for the topics of Krishna has arisen. So he's listening to these perfect descriptions. He's a sadhaka. He's not had direct darshan of Krishna, but he has some ruchi, and he's listening to the pastimes of Krishna, where Krishna in Leela is experiencing rasa from the hearts of the devotees who are going through all these various bhavas and emotions. And they've not yet completely conquered all, surpassed all obstacles and difficulties. And he describes that this is a madhyam bhakta, probably a madhyam uttam, a very high madhyam adhikari. But these symptoms are described. This type of person who really worships God and the spiritual master, makes friends with the devotees, shows compassion to the innocent, and neglects those who are inimical. So Vrajanath asked Prabhu, are the bhaktas described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11:2-47, achayam eva hariye, not eligible to experience rasa? Goswami, they are not sadhakas until they become shuddha bhaktas by the mercy of other shuddha bhaktas. Only personalities like Bilva Mangala are genuine sadhakas. So when they talk about the devotee as the two types of devotees who can experience rasa, and now we're talking about the sadhakas, they're very, by the mercy of other shuddha bhaktas, they're still practitioners, but they're experiencing ruchi and their taste, and they're listening to the lila, and they're actually experiencing them. Vrajanath, who are the siddha bhaktas? Siddha bhaktas are those who do not experience any suffering, whose activities are all performed under the shelter of Sri Krishna, and always taste the happiness of praying. So the siddha means perfection. And all their activities now are completely under the shelter of Krishna's internal potency. And they're always tasting the happiness of praying. So there are two types of siddha bhaktas, those who have gained perfection, praptisiddha, and those who are eternally perfect. I'm just going to review again. We're still studying the component of vibhav, which Prabhupada said the basic cause of ecstasy, which is the Krishna as the object of love and the devotee as the subject of love, which is been excited by some stimulus, like Krishna's flute or the beauty of Krishna. So now they're discussing the sadhaka. The sadhaka was there are two types that are fit to experience rasa, the sadhaka and the siddha. We explained the sadhaka as the madhyam, and now they're describing the siddhas, who taste prema, and there are two types. Those who have eternally perfect, and those who have some prophecy and gain perfection. Vrajanath, who are the bhaktas who have gained perfection? And he says there are two types of these who attain perfection through sadhana. There are those who attain perfection through sadhana and those who achieve perfection by mercy. So there's kripasiddha. Now the division, who can experience rasa? The sadhaka and the siddha. Who is the sadhaka? He has not yet achieved complete perfection. He hasn't had direct darshan, but ruchi has risen in his heart. Now they're discussing the siddha bhaktas. They're those who have attained perfection, those who are eternally perfect. Now he says, who are the bhaktas who have gained perfection? They're not sadhakas now. Sadhakas have not yet got direct perception. They have direct perception of God by their practice. So who are the sadhakas? Goswami, there are two types. Those who attain perfection through sadhana, and then there's kripa siddha, those who've gotten perfection by mercy. And now Vajranath asks, okay, you told me about those who are some prophecy who have gained perfection. Now, who are the nitya siddhas, who are eternally perfect? Goswami, Rupa Goswami has said, Atma Koti Gunan Krishne. The nitya siddhas are those who, like Mukunda, are the embodiment of Ananda, and whose qualities are eternal. Their main symptom is that they are always endowed with prema for Krishna that is 10 million times more than they even have for themselves. So they are nitya, embodiment of Ananda, and have such prema, 10 million times more than they love themselves. It is said, in the Uttarakhanda of the Padma Purana, Yata Shomitra Vareto, Vaishnavas are not bound by karma, nor do they take birth like mundane human beings. Rather, they appear as Lakshman and Bharat, the sons of Sumitri, appeared with Sri Ramachandra, as Balaram and others appear in this material world with Bhagavan Sri Krishna by his will, and then return again to the eternal transcendental abode along with them, or as the members of the Aida's dynasty who appear in Bhagavan's manifest pastimes and then return with him to the supreme abode, Parama Dham, when his pastimes become unmanifest. So now there are those who are eternally perfect, and he described different categories of when Krishna comes. In this world, they come with him and then return. Vrajanath, I have understood the Alamban aspect of Vibhav. Now kindly explain what is referred to as Udipa. So there's Vibhav Alamban, the basic cause. Vibhav Alambam, the support of that is Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And so he's explained that part called the Alambam. Now he's going to explain Udipan. Kindly explain to me to Udipan. So what are the things that incite that relationship? Like the mother loves her child, but it may not always be intense. Now describe those things that really make that relationship with Krishna so intense. Goswami, Udipan is that which causes Bhav to be excited or stimulated. Krishna's qualities, his activities, laughter, and the fragrance of his bodily limbs, his flute, bugle horn, ankle bells, conch shell, and footprints. The places of his pastimes, Tulalti, his bhaktis, the auspicious times such as Akashi, and so on. These are all Udipan. Krishna's qualities, guna, of the three types, related to his mind, his body, mind, and speech, respectively, kayaka, manisika, and vachika. So in terms of this Udipan, which stimulates, he's going to give some examples. So he said age, vyasa, is prominent among the qualities relating to his body. There are three divisions of Krishna's age, Kumara, Koganda, and Kaishor. So Krishna's age could be that impetus for love. as a teenager for conjugal love, as a boy between 5 and 10 as a perfect object of friendship. Oh. And Balakrishna as a boy, the perfect object of breath to love. So the three divisions of Krishna's age, Kamara, Paganda, Kishore. Now the verse says the Kishore age has three divisions, which are called the beginning, middle, and end, Adya, Madhya, and Sesha. Among the bodily qualities, the consideration of beauty is predominant, and you can't separate the beauty from the heart. Beauty is present when the bodily limbs are in proper proportion to each other. Clothing, decoration, and the arrangement of articles, including the hair and so on, is called prasada. Krishna has three kinds of flute, Vamsi, Venu, and Murali. The Venu is 12 fingers long and as thick as a thumb and has 6 holes. The Murali is 2 hands in length and has 4 fingered holes, besides the hole in the mouthpiece. The Vamsi is 17 fingers long. Of this, there is a clear space of 3 finger widths at the tail end. At the head end of the flute is another space of 4 finger widths, which is also clear except for the hole for blowing, which is half a finger's width from the end. In the middle is a space containing 8 finger holes separated from each other by a gap of half a finger's width. The Vamsi, therefore, is a total of 9 holes. The contrail that rests to the right and rests radiantly in Krishna's hand is called Panchajanya. Though these Udipans, through these Udipans, the Rati of the Bhakta is awakened. And when it's directed towards Krishna, the object of Rati, it becomes the very embodiment of Anand. Rati is Sai Bhava, and it alone transforms into rasa. So rati is that feeling of love for Krishna in a particular way. And by all these emotional components, it rises to rasa. Come here tomorrow at the same time. I'll tell you about rasa. I will also explain Anubhav and so on. Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath offered Dandavat at Srila Gopal Guru Goswami's lotus feet and took their leave. Absorbed in contemplation on the subject of rasa, they went to have darshan at a suitable pool. From there, they went to take darshan of Sri Jagannath Dev and then returned to their quarters. Thus ends the 26th chapter of Jiva Dharma entitled Introduction to Rasa Tattva. So would anyone like to say hello? I think when I go to presentation mode, it screws this spot up. Hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Bajrani.
Bajrani, thank you for listening. Okay, anybody else before I go?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Priya. And Gopa. And Aya.
Who's listening? Priya. Who's there?
Jaya.
Priya is one. Who else? Gopa. Who else?
Jaya.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
And Gail. Okay. Jaya, New Jersey. where the Rasika Bhaktas live. I'm going to have to go because it's late at night and I have so many things to do and get to bed. And I'll start my seminar in the Bhakti Center on this Saturday at 3 o'clock if anybody is free to come. I'm really working on analyzing the first verse of Shastra for the class. Okay, Vanchikopa Tarubya Sakha Pasindu Vyabhishopa Pitana Pavane.